The second category of patient is the patient who does not need immediate revascularization, but is a patient who is typically one with an ischemic or dilated cardiomyopathy and has survived an out-of-hospital sudden cardiac death. There, we turn to the AVID trial for guidance of the most appropriate therapy for such a patient. The AVID trial speaks clearly to the patient who presents with VF as the index arrhythmia. Of the 1016 randomized AVID patients, 445 presented with VF. The ICD proved beneficial in terms of survival for this population, just as it did in the VT population. And there is little doubt that in this patient population with an ejection fraction that is under 40%, that the ICD is the preferred therapy. Other trials have confirmed the results of the AVID trial in this patient population. The CASH trial, the cardiac arrest study Hamburg, was recently completed and is a study similar to AVID but is very much underpowered compared to AVID. This trial, which was done in Hamburg, Germany, looked at 346 patients randomized initially to one of four therapies, the ICD, amiodarone, a beta blocker, metoprolol, or propafenone, and found that the ICD reduced mortality 37% at 2 years compared to either amiodarone or metoprolol. The propafenone arm of the trial had been discontinued in March 1992 when it was found in an early analysis that this population of patients had an excessive mortality.